This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with you as always again. My guest this hour is absolutely stellar. Cami McBride, author of The Herbal Kitchen, is about to tell us her amazing story and educate us about the wonders and wisdom of herbs. Before I ask Cami to join me, though, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our new Arbico Organics summer catalog. It's full of top-of-the-line products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, and livestock and pet needs. And if you're already a customer, you're going to be receiving your copy in the mail in about a week. If you'd like to receive a copy of our new Grow Organic Spring Catalog, you can go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's ARBICO-organics with an S.com to place your order or call in to 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order for your new catalog. Be sure to check online for our e-catalog version, and there's also a free $10 off coupon on the back of the catalog that you can use for your next purchase. So be sure you get a catalog. Our lines are going to be open during the show. If you'd like to ask a question from Cami or myself, please feel free to give us a call at 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can always send me a question at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's Dr. Bug Lady, drbuglady@arbico.com. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. I love it when you like us. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now, rather than give the bio of Cami McBride, I'm going to ask her to join me. So, Cami, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you today?
Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have fallen in love with you. I have to say that I normally, you know, like go through the whole bio of my guests. I'm telling you though, after I read your bio and book and your beautiful website, I'm just like, I feel like I've just got to go find you and meet you, because you are a kindred spirit in so many ways, and I'm just delighted to have you on as my guest today. So thank you.
I'm so glad to be here. I love the work that you do, and it's so great for people to just garden more and garden better, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's what I want to do. Your story is just is so inspiring, and you have such an enormous education. It's like I read on and on and on and on. I'm like I'm on my fifth page of all the education, and then I haven't even gotten to all the other things that you've done. So I would like, just for our listeners, to hear directly from you your story. How did you get to be where you are today, and especially the part about your family growing up and whatnot. It's just absolutely beautiful. So I'm gonna let you talk for a while.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Well, I grew up in kind of a regular type situation, kind of standard America, and I had never really even heard of holistic health or healing. That those weren't words that were used in my home. But my grandfather was a gardener, my dad was a gardener, and even though they, they took a lot of pharmaceutical drugs, it was pretty much standard, take a pill, get rid of that symptom, they still had connection with the land, and the garden really defined what we ate during the seasons. And so, but we still had TV dinners and lots of junk food and that kind of thing. So it was, they were still grounded in an older way that, my grandfather's grandfather had a store, and, during that time they didn't even sell vegetables because everybody grew their own vegetables. And so it was just, it was interesting because I got a lot of the junk food, and but the garden really defined many things. And so I, as I grew up and started becoming more and more interested in herbs, my family was like, well, wait a minute, what are you doing? We don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, I'm going to study herbal medicine. And I said, but wait a minute, don't you realize that it was you that really brought me to the earth and kept me grounded in the seasons and the cycles and the harvest, the sheer delight of each season's harvest. It's just that instead of focusing as much on vegetables, I took it more into herbal medicine. And I did that because I saw people around me getting sick. I had a very close friend die from side effects of a medication when I was in my early 20s, and that was had a very defining effect on my life. And I said, I thought to myself, why did this happen, and isn't there a better way? And then I started reading all the side effect possibilities on all the medications that my parents and grandparents were on, and I just thought, I'm doing something different. And somehow just those thoughts and that intention, herbal medicine and herbal gardening started to reveal itself to me. I just started to find people that were teaching it, and I went and apprenticed and worked on herb farms and apprenticed with herbalists and brought that into our lives. And it's been a really rich, very, very rich journey, as you know, working with the plants. Anytime you bring the plants into your life, whether it be growing your salsa garden or growing your tea garden, you think that you're in control, but actually you're not. Right?
Right.
You think, oh, I'm going to plant this garden, and I'm going to get this, 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 and this. And the next thing you know, your garden goes, ha, 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 now I've got her. Now I've got him. And the plants control you. Not that they control you, but they guide your life. They inform your life, and they do so in ways that you aren't expecting. And it's such a pleasure because our senses are so fed, and we're fed so many ways by the plants. But when I did start studying herbal medicine, it wasn't really on the charts. You know, it wasn't. Now you can get, you know, you can get a bachelor's of science, you can get a master's, you can get degrees in botanical medicine. And so it really was kind of a pioneering frontier kind of thing 25 years ago. And I had to really stick to my guns and do that whole follow my heart thing. And it's good. I'm very happy to be here.
We're so delighted to have you. And you know, the thing that's so amazing is that you started out very conventionally in terms of your education. I mean, there's, you know, School of Nursing, degree in international relations. And then you look at all these other degrees, and I'm just like amazed at you know, all the studies. You spent an awful lot of time studying. And then when we look at all of the presentations that you've given, I mean, pages and pages of presentations, it's just, I mean, you are a true pioneer of this whole area of herbal medicine. And and out here in the Southwest, we would call you a curandera. Definitely. I had on my Hispanic side, I had not related to me by blood, but my father's oldest brother's wife, who was my dearest best friend and mother to me, her mother was called a curandera, and every, well, of course, they had a garden always, but they also would go up into, she'd go up into the hills where they lived in Arizona, and she would collect all these wild herbs, and each one had a purpose. And if somebody had a kidney infection, she knew, you know, it was corn silk. They would boil that up as a tea, and if somebody else had some other problem, they take the globe mallow plant, Malvaceae, I think that's what it is. But anyway, the point is that they would take the malva plant and they'd make that into a tea. And I was always very impressed with that when I would go visit and they would talk about this, and I'd see this big basket of herbs as a little tiny, you know, child. She's long gone now, and all of that beautiful information that she had in her head that was passed down, you know, from family to family. That was
something. Yeah, I'm sure that inspired you, you know.
It does.
The thing is that for a lot of families, that lineage is broken, but that's what people do all over the world, is they relate to plants, and they use plants for food and medicine. And sometimes we lose that. Like, that was lost for about four generations
absolutely.
In my family.
Take a break. We're going to come right back to that four generations, because we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, those of you who are listening, we're going to be right back with Kenny McBride, and we're going to have lots of questions about herbs. So don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament? Your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney. If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk. For every political persuasion, we are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is just the most amazing woman, Cammy McBride. She has taught herbal medicine and women's health since 1988. She studied medicinal plants for more than 20 years. years, and she's an intuitive and inspiring teacher. She's helped thousands of people learn to use herbal medicine in their daily lives in ways that are healthy, safe, and fun. And her book, The Herbal Kitchen, tells you how your kitchen is also a medicine chest full of healing remedies that can help you to keep your family well. Welcome back, Cami.
Hi, Sherry.
Sorry, I had to cut you off there on that break.
No problem.
We have a few breaks in the show, and so
yep.
But you were talking about four generations. I didn't realize it was four generations that it goes back to where we actually had passed down, much like we passed down how to garden and how to save seeds and how to fertilize and how to take care of pests, and you know, all of those things sort of got lost. But you say it's about four generations ago.
Well,
that
I mean, it just depends on the family. I mean, I know mm-hmm. some families where their grandmothers still use plants, and it really just depends on the family and the culture and what people felt needed to do when they got to this country, if they could hold on to their culture or not. But one of the things that I really encourage my students and anybody I talk to is that if you do still have someone alive in your family that has the, you know, if they have plant knowledge, that plant knowledge doesn't just accumulate over one generation. It accumulates over many generations. And if there is an elder in your family that has that information, you go and get it, because it's, you know, even in just my lifetime, I didn't have someone in my family really teaching me. I've had to study and go teach with people. I didn't grow up with it in my household as a child. And when you grow up with using herbal remedies for home ailments in your household, it's a completely different thing than learning about it later as an adult. And so if you can bring it into your home early on and have it just, you know, embodied and just the way it is as a child, like my son, he's 10 now, and he just knows how to take care of all his common, you know, his cuts and scrapes and scratches and his growing pains and all the little headaches, all the common ailments. He knows how to take care of those things with plants, and he feels really confident. There's never a question like, well, is this going to work? And so, again, if you have someone in your life that has that information, we just don't want to let it die out. You want to get that knowledge that takes actually a long time to develop confidence with, and if you weren't raised with it. And go and get those remedies, go and get those recipes and write them down and spend some time cooking or making medicine with that person in your family, because if they go, then that's gone. And that's, you know, generations of accumulated knowledge of how to live in harmony with the earth and how to take care of ourselves.
I love the way you speak, because it's so elegant and it's so true. This book, The Herbal Kitchen, has all that, I wouldn't say all the knowledge, but it certainly has a great deal of knowledge. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that many of the culinary herbs, you know, just the things that we eat every day are medicinal. Seems so strange that, you know, we don't know. And I noticed that, you know, generation to generation, it seems like people use less and less, and know less and less about what each herb does. And so, I'm sort of a foodie or whatever, you know, I've always, so I have drawers full of things and of course growing them outside in my garden and whatnot. And, so I've sort of gone overboard. But you know what, you know, so many of the ones that we have just in the, you know, that we keep in our cabin, in our kitchen, you know, are the ones that are also medicinal, and people are already working with them. What are the ones that are the most, you know, that people work with or use in cooking that are the most familiar?
Yeah, well,
tell us about that.
What I love is that the reason why I wrote The Herbal Kitchen is, I mean, there's many things about herbal medicine that I wanted to write about, but I wanted to write about something that people could really relate to and work with right now and not have to learn a whole bunch of new things and have it seem daunting or overwhelming, which, you know, herbal medicine can seem that way. But most everybody listening to us right now has some sort of a spice rack or spice cabinet, even if it's just cinnamon and black pepper, right?
Right.
And so all of those spices, whether we talk about, you know, the imported spices like clove, nutmeg, cinnamon, or the spices, the herbs that we can grow like basil, rosemary, and thyme, when you dry those up and put those in your cabinet, you use them. Most people think that you use them for flavoring, but actually every single one of those herbs are highly medicinal plants. And so they all are very useful. Actually, there's not really one over the other. But what I'd like to for people to think about is that whether it's the rosemary from your garden or the cinnamon that you bought at the store, there's one thing that all of those spices have in common, and that is that they are all carminative herbs. So carminative are herbs that help to increase and enhance your digestion. When we put that thyme in our salad dressing or rub that chicken with a basil salt rub, or when we put that cinnamon into our oatmeal, we are adding flavor, but what we're really doing is we are increasing the digestibility of that food. The carminative spices that we either marinate or garnish or saute our foods in and drinks, or add to our drinks, they increase the flow of blood and oxygen and energy to the digestive tract. So those spices actually help you to digest the protein and the fats and the nutrition to our food, from our food. And so we kind of think that it's a luxury to have that pesto, or a luxury to have that mint with the lamb, but it's really a necessity. Our foods really need to be garnished. Digestion is hard work, and the spices are really the bridge to our nutrition. They are the key to helping us to digest our food more efficiently. And we want to start thinking about our gardens that way. It's like, yeah, it's really nice. I love all my thyme. I love my rosemary. It's tasty in my marinade. But no, it's more than that. We actually really need that to be healthy.
Wow, that's exactly what I wanted to hear on this show today.
So gardening is really good. Because when you start figuring out how much those spices help you to digest your food, because you only feel as good as you eat and digest your food. I mean, there's the saying that we are what we eat. Well, we are what we digest. And you can be eating really good, slow, organic, you know, whole local food, but if you're not digesting it well, you know, it's still not that great. And so it's the spices that are the bridge, the herbs and the spices. And when you start wanting to use them a lot, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't know if I could afford my spice habit.
I'm coming to your house for dinner tonight.
So it's like, get out in the garden and plant that rosemary and plant that thyme, and you want a whole big bunch of it.
There you go. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Cammie McBride about herbs. I'm telling you, we're so excited. And for those of you who'd like to get a hold of us, we're at 877-300-7645. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We're back. This is Sherry Herrera-DeFry. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is Cammie McBride. She's an herbal consultant and an expert in the field of herbal gardening, herbal cooking, and herbal medicine making. Her herbal consultations empower people to discover sacredness and pleasure in their healing process. Her educational courses provide a sanctuary for people to transform their relationship with their body and reclaim their heritage as healers and herbalists. And her book, The Herbal Kitchen, is a must-read and provides 50 easy-to-find herbs and over 250 recipes to bring lasting health to you and your family. And they are delicious, too. Welcome back, Cammie.
Thank you, Sherry.
Gosh, we have so much to cover here. I am just so delighted, again, to have you on the show. Let's just get right down to the brass tacks here. For the listeners, let's dazzle them with some of the things that they can do with their normal, the normal herbs that they find in their kitchen, like rosemary, oregano, and thyme. And why, and how are these, I know they're delicious, but how are they medicinal as well?
Yeah, well, again, so, you know, people can either focus on the spices that they import, but also what's really wonderful is so many of these things can be grown. And the, again, the, one of the main medicinal qualities of all the spices is their carminative quality, that they help you to digest. And that's actually the root. If you can increase and enhance people's digestion, so many things clear up. And so their first medicinal quality is that they are digestive aids. They help with stomach aches and, you know, gas, bloating, constipation, all the things that can come with a bellyache. And so that's very important. When we digest better, we feel better. When we start not digesting well, then you start having things like skin problems and you start having allergies. And so, again, the digestive aid is the first really important thing that the spices provide for you. The other thing that, like you were saying, your rosemary, basil, and thyme, is that those herbs are also highly antibacterial. They are preserving herbs. That's why people marinate their meat in rosemary and thyme. That's why when you see sausage produced, it has, you know, fennel seed and all these spices in it. It's that these herbs, they are antibacterial. That's why cheese often is cured and has spices in it. It helps to prevent bacteria, unfriendly bacteria, from proliferating, and it helps to, the antibacterial qualities help to prevent, like, sickness, cold and flu type thing. And so if it's cold and flu season or people have colds around you, you can use more of your garden herbs. You know, you add more rosemary to that spaghetti sauce. You add more thyme to things. And you in the wintertime, we up our spice. We use a lot more herbs in our cooking to as a cold and flu, really. And so they're, that's really two of the main things that all the spices have in common that are really helpful. And the other thing that I really talk about in the Herbal Kitchen is to look at the weeds that grow in your garden. And that's another way that people can really start to connect with their heritage of using herbs in their everyday life, because there's a lot of plants that just kind of pop up in the garden, like dandelion. You want to start learning about the medicinal weeds that are growing also.
Absolutely. It's funny because at Arbic Organics, we sell natural weedicides or herbicides. They're made normally with everything from essential oils, which are the extracts of herbs, like oregano and thyme and rosemary. And the funny part, though, is that we had a sale on the natural fungicides, and the person in the art department, the graphic artist, he found this beautiful picture of a dandelion, and I looked at it, and I said, not going to fly. I said, because a lot of people don't think of a dandelion as a weed. They look at it as a delicious plant that you put in salads, and you can cook, and of course it's well known, you know, to help certain organs in the body. And so I said, we're going to have to find something else, because that one's not going to fly. So we had to change it. So I understand, you know, that the idea of going out and finding, you know, just back to my family again, they used to have something that they called verdolagas. And it was, I remember it was something that they would cook up in a soup, or they'd put in a sauce, like a chili sauce. And delicious, and it's actually purslane. I did not know what it was.
Oh,
I grew
purslane.
Up delish, and so, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, it would grow in a certain area, with the, you know, an arroyo here, where it would just get enough water that in the springtime there it would appear, and you know, the family knew to just go and pick it, you know, rinse it off, and it was just amazing. As a child, I would have a chance to go and visit my family and stay with them, and so yes, I get it. You've got to, you know, that we have a world of things outside that we're missing, and I know you talk a lot about how your grandfather always said that kids needed to be out, you know, of doors more often, and they needed to just to be able to experience nature. And we, you know, I mean, you walk outside of my home. I live in the desert, and you could literally live off of the desert. There's always something blooming. There's always some sort of seed there. There's always some fruit or flower that you could eat. And most people, when they walk out of their homes, and particularly children, have no idea what is growing outside. They have no idea what the name is. They have no idea what the purpose might have been or what the purposes are. It's just a plant and a thing, an inanimate object that no one has any clue to it being anything other than ornamental.
Yeah, and then that starts to really tie into our connection to place. If we're not connected to a place, then it's really easy to let a place become polluted or not really care what's happening with the water, or let a place just be mulled over with pesticides or overgrazing or just anything. You just put a model on it. We don't care. And we have to get back to really caring for place and connecting. And when you start to harvest your garden and harvest that those dandelion greens in the spring and you look forward to that each year, it's one thing happens is you fall in love. People that really yes. garden and harvest and enjoy the harvest, you fall in love with those trees, you fall in love with those plants, and it becomes a heart connection with the earth, and you care about the place, you care about the land, you care about the water, and that's really our lineage as humans on this planet, is to be in relationship with the plants and the earth that we live on. And so you just, that's why it's, yeah, my grandfather said, the problem with today's youth is they don't spend enough time in nature. And that was 1965. Yeah. And so it's gotten much, much worse since then. But you could just have them start harvesting the thyme, chop it up, mix it into the butter, and serve thyme butter for dinner. Simple things. Teach them how to make a tea. Teach them how to make a lemon balm tea or a basil tea or a fennel seed tea. There's, we really need to help our children learn how to use the plants for their food and drink. And then they just kind of carry it on. They like it. They know that it feels good for them innately. And they pick it up really easily.
Absolutely. It's something that's natural, and it feels so good when you just sit down and have a cup of tea. It's just sort of a meditation, and we don't take enough time to do that. We're always in such a hurry. Everything's, you know, prepackaged and processed, and, and there's something really sweet about preparing it yourself and then just taking the time to, no pun intended, to really just enjoy the peace that it brings to our bodies. We're going to take another quick break. We're coming back with Cami. And when we come back with Cami, I want to hear Cami tell us about some of the things that she does in her kitchen so we can go back with some tips. So don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. We like to make it easy, E-A-S-Y, because it's environmentally, E and A, sustainably, S, yours. With me this hour is the lovely Cammie McBride, author of The Herbal Kitchen, that has 50 easy-to-find herbs and over 250 recipes to bring lasting health to you and your family. Cammie has a beautiful website called livingawareness.com, livingawareness.com, herbal remedies, excuse me, and healthy living. And it is just a lovely website, colorful and very informative. And welcome back, Cammie.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm so glad to be with you.
You know something? I'm looking at the table of contents, and you have, you know, I mean, wow. Herbal waters, herbal drinks, herbal smoothies, herbal honey, herbal vinegar, herbal cordials, herbal oils, herbal ghee, pesto, sprinkles and salts, baths and foot rubs. Let's talk about some of these.
It goes on and on.
I know.
It?
It's impressive. Oh, my Lord.
The herbs are fun. They're rich. They really enrich your life. You never get bored. There's always something to do. So one of the things I suggest for a really good place for people to start is to make tea. It's to really learn how to make a tea that you enjoy. Because once you make the tea, then the tea can go into smoothies. It can, you can do other things with it throughout the day. So, you know, find two or three herbs from your garden. You know, lavender tea is really good. I love lavender rosemary tea with a little honey. Try, you know, you have to, you know, make sure you know which herb you're, you don't just go out and make it with any old thing, but you identify your plants properly, and you learn how to make thyme tea for when you have a sore throat. You learn how to make rosemary tea when you have a headache. You learn how to make fennel seed tea for a stomach ache. And just start with teas. It's a really simple process. You can add honey or some, you know, something to sweeten it. And people drink tea already, and it's a really simple way to incorporate these herbs into your daily life. The other thing that I recommend is that you get yourself a Lazy Susan, just like a little turn style thing for the center of your table. And what you can do is take some of those really great spices out of the back 40, like out of the back of the spice cabinet. Like you open the spice cabinet, where is that rosemary? Where is that cinnamon? And just put a few of the spices on your kitchen table so you'll use them more. So on our kitchen table, we have a cardamom cinnamon spice blend that my son puts on his toast. He puts it on his oatmeal. He'll put it in cereal, and it's really good because those two herbs help you to digest grains and dairy, and they're really good for helping you to digest breakfast foods. But we also have paprika on the table. We have a little spice. So what we've done in our house, and what I recommend, is that people just go beyond salt and pepper. So every table has salt and pepper on it,
right?
And we just have a few more things. You get yourself some salt shakers, and you put paprika in there. And paprika is a great digestive aid. It helps with stimulate circulation, and it's delicious on eggs and rice and in soup and on salads. And so you can just put some of the spices on your table. Like I said, we have paprika, we have cardamom, we have cinnamon, and we also have fennel seeds that we chew on after a meal. And that's really fun, and I'm really interested in getting children involved and aware of how to use herbs. And when you put those different shakers in the middle of the table, they can't not use them. They're like, what is that? What is that? And they quickly learn that the paprika does not go on the oatmeal.
Yeah.
You know, so it helps them really develop their tastescape and go, oh, yeah, no, I know, my son garnishes his food with our carminative spices that are in the center of the table. And you just let them have at it, and pretty soon they'll just be great spice-wielding chefs.
That sounds like a great idea. I sort of do that. Cayenne pepper. I like it better than black pepper, although I know black pepper has its own healing attributes as well. But that's one of the things that I always keep out spices and whatnot is cayenne, because it's wonderful. And of course I like hot things. So.
Right. Yeah. Cayenne is wonderful. It's a cardiovascular tonic. It helps to reduce inflammation in the cardiovascular system. It helps to tone all of the cardiovascular pathways. It helps your eyes. You know, if you're a person that does well with hot spices, then it's amazing. I used to do a lot more cayenne like that, but now I've switched it out for paprika because it's a little bit more child friendly. We're at that phase where we have lots of children in our house right now. So, or, you know, we have guests. My son's 10, so there's lots of kids running around here and there. But, yeah, you just get them on your table. I also love having coriander. I put coriander on our rice. We put coriander on our breakfast. I have a really great chapter on creating your own herbal sprinkles and your herbal spice blends that are specific for different foods. And it's just a really easy way that people of all ages can start to become herb literate. You know?
I love it, herb literate.
Herb literate.
We should be. We lost it, and you're right. Now it's time to get it back, and it's just so nice. And at the best part about it, it's so tasty. That's the thing that we've given up a lot of taste and a lot of flavor, particularly in the way that we grow our foods. Even the foods that we buy from the grocery store that are organic, quote unquote, we grown, they are grown using often a factory farming method, which means that the particular type of tomato that is grown, it's not necessarily grown for flavor like an heirloom might be. It is grown so that it can be shipped, you know, 1,300 miles, so that it will not in any way get damaged. It has to be cosmetologically absolutely perfect.
Right, tastes like cardboard.
And it doesn't have any taste. I mean, even though it's organic.
It tastes like cardboard.
Exactly. Right. And so as we transition, hopefully into, you know, if we don't have a garden or if we're starting to garden, we're still having to buy other things. And hopefully what we're purchasing are those that are grown organically. The great thing about using spices and herbs is that they enhance those flavors. I mean, they really make a difference. And children are are just not going to eat something because you tell them it's good for them. It has to taste good, too.
It has to taste good, and they have to. You have to develop their flavorscape from when they're little. You don't feed them packaged foods when they're little because, see, packaged foods are mostly flavored with chemicals. They've replaced the herbs and spices with chemicals, and so children, so we develop a taste for those chemicals and actually become addicted to them. And what you want to do is keep the packaged foods out because the packaged foods are not spiced well. And you want your food to be spiced well. I don't mean spiced hot, but I mean you use your carminative herbs and spices in your foods. And if you don't grow up like that and you start eating packaged foods, then that's what you develop a flavor for. You develop a taste for that. And so you want to come back to just, you know, get rid of the packages. Just come down to just get back to the basics of unpackaged foods and start to use your herbs and spices more. And this also crosses over into what we drink. We're really one of our biggest breakdowns in our health with younger people, with people in general, with, you know, all generations, is what we're drinking. The drinks are full of sugar and chemicals, and people are addicted to that. And that's one of why I'm really big on getting back to drinking tea, like your herbal teas, the teas from the healthy plants, the mineral-rich plants, you know, all of the mints, the lemon balm, the peppermint, spearmint, those teas are rich in calcium, magnesium, potassium. They're not just a nice cup of tea. They don't just make a nice cup of tea. They're mineral-rich plants, and you're absorbing minerals and vitamins when you drink those teas. So you can think of them almost like a food. And what you drink needs to matter also.
Absolutely. We have about 30 seconds. I would love for you to share this last few seconds with our audience. What would you like to leave them with today?
Just to enjoy yourself. You don't feel overwhelmed by, oh, I have to learn about all these plants. Find the plants that are really speaking to you and that bring you pleasure and that you enjoy working with, and work with those plants. I mean, sometimes I run into people and they're like, oh, I love garlic. Just work with the plants that you love and learn how to use them in as many ways as possible and enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much, Cammy. Beautiful last words. And for those of you who are listening, please go out and get her book. It's amazing. And next week we'll have another great guest. So please make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.